Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening, good evening, good evening, Blog Talk listeners. Thank you for joining us tonight. We thank you for just listening and being patient with us this month as we went through some of those transitions and had some good days and some bad days, as that's the way life goes. But we appreciate you, and we want you to know that we are here for you. We want to let you know that if you need us, you can give us a call. But most of all, we want to let you know that we love you, and we thank you for your patience and your consideration in waiting for us to return to the air to give you some vital and important information. Tonight, we have a very special guest tonight who is going to enlighten us on some things that are going on over the over the Internet and in her world, and we thank her for coming on. We have Minister Wanda Randall, who's been on the show before about a year ago, and she's returned tonight to inform us of some things that are going on. So say good evening, Minister Randall.
Good evening, my sister and Sister Lewis. My sister, my friend, this evening.
Well, thank you for joining us tonight. We won't delay tonight. We are going to go ahead and get into what you have to tell us tonight about what is going on and what you want to share with us. So feel free to go right ahead and step into it.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. I'm glad to be back as a part of networking with you on tonight. The last time that we spoke, which was a couple of months ago, I had shared with you that God was doing some different and some unusual things that would be taking place here in the city of Dallas and the Dallas-Fort Metroplex, and that I would be coming back to the organization once everything was finalized, just to share more information. So basically, that is the purpose of me being here on tonight, representing someone just totally different on tonight. I'm coming today as the Dallas representative for the Ladder House Network. Again, that's the Ladder House Network. The Ladder House a network that is stationed out of Los Angeles, California, under the founder and director, Dr. Shelton D. Carter, of the Ladder House Network there in Los Angeles. And they have been in the process of expanding here in Dallas for the last couple of years. And we were just taking things to the next level in Dallas. And I've been graced to be a part of this wonderful move of God as it relates to ministry. So I'm here tonight just to share with the Talk Radio listeners some of the things that we have going on. And that we want you to connect with us and being part of. Again, this is the Ladder House Network. This is not a church, but it's a network. And the vision for the Ladder House Network is we are a people destined to restore virtue. And that is the, in a nutshell, the goal for this organization, to restore virtue in a society that's barren of spiritual and moral excellence. And the way that we're looking about going by do that is through the message of the gospel of the kingdom of God and the empowering of the Holy Spirit. So it's our endless desire to join with diverse generations for the purpose of connecting and developing other champions. So we're looking to connect with people in the Dallas-Fort Metroplex and help train and develop them to be champions. We live in a technology advanced society, and so we are looking to deliberately create platforms, put on special events, seminars, conventions, fellowships, mentoring, and we're looking to specifically cater to those who are wounded and unusually gifted, so that we can aid them and show them appreciation and create a platform so they can operate in their gifts. So our aim here is to continually create an environment of love, unity, faith, victory, where we want everyone to discover the champion that's within them. So, Sister Lewis, that's our main goal. We're looking to restore virtue in a society that just, you know, are people that are lacking, people that have been wounded. For those out there that have these that are unusually gifted, and they haven't found a platform to exercise their gifts. And we're looking to go out on the highways and hedges and find those people and train, groom, mentor, and develop them to be kingdom builders, to become champions. And we're looking to connect with those in Dallas to be a part of that. So we're very excited about that. One of our upcoming events we'll be having here in the Dallas area, the first event that is open to everyone, and we invite everyone in the Dallas area to come out, will be November 1st and 2nd. That's going to be on a Sunday and a Monday at 7 p.m. nightly. We have Dr. Shelton Carter out of the founder and also the director out of L.A. who will be coming in and instructing us, and the theme for this event will be flow. And this is catered to workers and leaders who are working in ministry, working in kingdom building, working in any faith-based movement. We invite you out to be a part of these two nights of just teaching. And the purpose is to just unite us, to equip us, so that we can serve and be greater partners in our organization. So those who are working in local churches, perhaps in your local ministries, nonprofit organizations, this is a great time for you to come out just to get some in-depth teaching, how the flow introduces the significant value of each service that we provide as it relates to kingdom building. And it also helps us to identify our place of service and revivals in our offices and year-end events and training in all aspects of kingdom building. So this is going to be a great, awesome two-night event, again, on November the 1st and the 2nd. And these sessions are open to anyone who wants to come out that are working as it relates to kingdom building. This will be hosted in the Oak Cliff area. And our host church for this first kickoff event is going to be the Greater Rock of Ages Church. And they're located at 4603 Ramona Avenue in Dallas, Texas. And the host pastor for this event is going to be none other than Pastor Rush Ingram, who is hosting this event on behalf of the Lighthouse Network. So those are some of the key things that we have going on. Sister Lewis, I just wanted to get that out there to your audience. We have faithfully partnered over the last few years and connected with each other and all the different events and all the different things that God is doing and rolling out for Dallas. And I feel very passionate about this move of God. I believe that this is going to be a culture. This is not just an event. This is going to be an experience that you'll never forget. And since I've connected with this network, I will have to say my very own testimony. I have not been the same. So I'm very excited about the flow and the move of God and just the anointing and just the awakening that is about to happen in the city of Dallas and the surrounding areas. So in a nutshell, that is what we have going on. I want to take the night to get that out there because I want to connect with all the listeners because I do not want you to miss out on this awesome event, this life-changing experience. It's going to lead us all into a new culture, an awakening, a reformation of what we know today. So that's where we are, and so I'll open it up. I'm not sure if anyone dialed in, Sister Lewis, if there's any questions from anyone that may have called in, and I can elaborate a little bit more if there's any questions.
Well, let me go ahead and start by asking you, why do you think that we need this kind of event or these positions that you have developed in this, what do you see the need is?
What do you see the need? I mean, as you know, I've been in church for a very long time, all my life. My father was a pastor. And not for all churches, but in a lot of churches, churches become a routine event. And you see people come in on Sundays, they're hurting, they're confused, they're looking for more. They go to the altar. They do the routine thing, and they leave, and they're feeling the exact same thing. Nothing's really changed. And it's become like a recycled meal. It's like it's going through the same process over and over and over again. And then a woman in ministry, a life coach, dealing with counseling and working in women's ministry, I get to hear some of those personal stories of Christians and non-Christians who are repeating the cycle of religion, the cycle of tradition, and then we have the workers that are in kingdom building who do not know how to exactly lead them out to get to the next phase. It's almost like the man that laid at the gate. He laid there for all those years, but tradition can only get him so far, and God is reforming us. He's taking us to a deeper, in-depth level to get us to the next phase of where he wants us to be so we can experience his glory. He wants to bring his heaven to earth. And I really feel that it's time, and he's calling the people of God, the men and women of God, the sons and daughters, back to being sons and daughters. And it's back time to where we can hear from God, and we can't hear from God without those instructions and connecting. So I think it's time for the entire body to come together, and that's why I say network. And Dr. Carter, he explained it very, very well over the weekend. When Jesus' disciples were fishing, they had fished all night, and they didn't catch anything. He said, take your net and cast it on the other side. So the net works. And so it's time for us to start networking and come out of our silos and out of our cliques and come together for one common cause. And that common cause we should all have is kingdom building, regardless of denomination, regardless of our race, our preferences, all those things. We should all have one thing in common. Our common goal should be purpose, destiny, which all equates to kingdom building. So that's the main reason that I'm so adamant about it, And that's the main reason that I am an advocate for the lost, and I'm an advocate for those who are broken, because I was once one of those people as well. And God restored me, and that should be our mission, to restore someone else.
Amen. So what you're saying is that we don't have gender, it's not gender-based, it's for females and males also?
That is that. It is open to everyone. It is not gender-based, and that's what makes it so different and so unique. It is not gender-based, because ministry is not gender-based. Kingdom building is not gender-based. And God wants to align his people so that we're able to serve in every capacity. And when the anointing starts to flow, we need to be able to understand the anointing in our networks, in our local ministries, in our faith-based movement, so that, you know, we can, that flame of God's presence is handled appropriately, so we don't mishandle God, the gift that God has given us. And sometimes it takes, once we've got it, we think we got it, and we can't learn anymore. But when you start connecting with other people, you say there's so much more and so much deeper that we could go, and so much further that we can take the anointing and the power of God if we have someone just to lead us there. I always tell my kids, if you're the smallest one in your circle is too small. It's time to expand your circle. So I feel God pulling the people to expand our circle to say, okay, yeah, this feels good, and I got that gift, and this is great, but let's go to the next level. How do I properly handle what God has given me so that I get the best benefit out of it? So it's open to your question, yes, it's open to men, male and female. It is not gender-specific, and that is the other thing that makes it so great.
Amen. So my next question, excuse me, would be, is there a certain particular curriculum that you will follow, or you just being led by the Holy Spirit for the people that are there at that time? Or are you going to do training for a particular problems, or like counseling, or for you doing mentor training, or you doing spiritual training? How is this going to be set up?
There are tons of different events that will take place each month as it relates to this organization. The event that's at hand now for November 1st and 2nd is FLOW, clearly to identify and help us identify our place as servant workers.
Okay.
Our place. So if you're working in revivals, if you're altar prayer, if you're altar worker, whatever your role is in the organization that you're placed in, this is to properly align us so that we can understand the flow. We must develop our level of serving so that the flow doesn't stop. Have you ever been in a service and God is moving and then something weird just happens and it just cuts off the spirit?
Yeah.
Because people are not in place, or they don't really understand where they should be.
Okay.
So the purpose of this particular session that we're having on the 1st and 2nd is to understanding the flow of the anointing, and that we as workers properly place ourselves. And those who are leaders, if you have people under you, you properly place those people who are under you based upon the gifts that they have. So for example, if I am not a praise and worship leader, you probably should not be placing me as a person to come before the people to usher the Spirit of the Lord and be a song, if that's not my gift.
Right.
And so, yeah, so it's targeted for the leader so we can understand who we have working around among us, what their gifts are, and how to place them so it builds the kingdom. And for us as workers to tap into those things and understand where our levels of serving and service should be, and how to operate under the flow of the anointing and not out of tradition itself, so that the full glory of God and the anointing is received.
Now, that's a very good goal to set, and because a lot of people don't know exactly where they fit or what their ministry really is unless they are challenged by it, and this would be the challenge to find out, are you truly a worship leader, or are you a prayer warrior, or are you a mentor, or are you anointed to do whatever, right?
That is absolutely right. In the Word of God, it tells us that we perish because of what?
Knowledge.
The lack of knowledge.
Lack of knowledge, that's right.
The lack of knowledge. And so this is the season where God is giving us information. And not only is he giving us information and knowledge, he wants to give us the information to increase our knowledge so that we can apply it to our life through the application.
Yes, ma'am.
So that's the purpose, and that's the goal for November 1st and 2nd.
Okay. So, and would you give that location again so that our listening audience will, can write that down and the name of the church and pastor?
Yes, I would be more than happy to. For November 1st and 2nd, it's going to begin at 7 p.m. nightly. For the Flow, the Ladder House Workers and Leaders Gathering, the host location will be the Greater Rock of Ages Church. That's the Greater Rock of Ages Church. Yes. And they're located at 4603 Ramona Avenue, Dallas, Texas, 75216. And those who are familiar with the Oak Cliff area, it is in the VA hospital area. I did pull it up, and that it's in the VA hospital area of Oak Cliff by the VA. So that's Ramona Avenue, excuse me, in the Oak Cliff area. And the pastor is none other than Pastor Rush Ingram.
Rush Ingram. Spell it Rush Ingram for me.
Ingram is I-N-R-A-N. Excuse me, I-N-G-R-A-M, Ingram, is the host pastor. And the instructor would be none other than the founder of the Lighthouse Network, which is Dr. Shelton E. Carter, who is an awesome man of God. I've never met anyone with such revelation of the Word of God in my entire life. And that says a lot because I've met a lot of people and ministered in my life. That says a lot.
Okay.
But this man has been before God, and he has been sharing wonderful words of knowledge and revelation that's life-changing for those who have come in contact with him and this network. And so that is why I'm reaching out to the people that are near and dear to me that are in ministry to connect with this. I'm not sure about Cheryl LaChandra, but the book, The Dream Giver, this is the man of God that delivered the book and introduced me to this book that birthed the Bible's Bag Girls Club Revival back in 2012 where I met you.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, so this is bad. Okay.
Yeah.
This is not just something that you run across. How long has he been in this particular ministry or trying to develop this network? Do you know?
The network for the Dallas area has been in place and growing since for the last 5 years. But I believe that the network in its entirety was birthed in 2002. But he's been in ministry for over 20 years. But the network and the vision for this particular kingdom coming vision is something that's rolled out in Dallas in the last 5 years, and he's been working with different partners to try to bring it to the next level. And so God has really been speaking in this season. And then this year God spoke to Dr. Carter and instructed him to begin making plans and preparations for a multi-purpose experience for the city of Dallas. So as the man of God began to pursue the heart of God in this matter, of course, you know, whenever you're getting ready to pursue something for God, being on another level, warfare begins to break out because the enemy does not want to see the vision go forward. But on top of the warfare, soon after that, miracles begin to happen. So God has begun to open all kind of doors. And so the vision is in 2016. We're actually believing God to bless us with property, not only in Dallas but in Los Angeles, to build a multi-purpose center so all these events can take place. So we're inviting the city of Dallas, this Fort Worth, the Metroplex, to be a part of this project and to be prayerful and to consider partnering with us and connect with us, because it's all about kingdom building and the things that I'm gaining and I'm learning, the words of knowledge, the wisdom. These are things, tools I'm learning that I'm able to go back to my local church and share that are not only benefiting me in my personal life, but they're also benefiting the local churches that we're connected with. So, again, this is a network. So you're networking, you're gaining this experience, and then you're taking it back to your local churches to train your leaders and your teams to make them a more powerful team. I mean, so, yeah, it's been great.
Wonderful. That sounds like God is in control and he's spreading himself among us here in Dallas, Texas, huh? Having us to do what our commission is, to go out, go ye therefore and train them and get them out there and let everybody know that he is God, huh?
You're absolutely right. And, it's all about wisdom. It's all about vision, information, making our names great, building relationships. And not only that, LaChandra, to be property owners, to be men and women of wealth, sons and daughters of wealth. So throughout the year, upcoming year, we will be talking about all those things. There will be different seminars on wisdom, on vision, about information, how to get wealth, to understand that we serve an abundant God and not a God that's a so-so God. And we can really have what God says that we can have because we're sons and daughters.
Yes, Casey tells us He's come to make us wise and have wealth. He doesn't want us to be poor and unhappy. And so this is one of those networks that's going to teach us how to do all of that, huh?
Because we have to be whole. I mean, I mean, I love the Lord, but it's not one component. No,
yes.
It's not one component. I can't believe him to be my healer, but I not believe
okay.
him to make me rich. It's going to incorporate the whole entire Bible of what God says that we should have as sons and daughters. So we're looking for people with initiative. We're looking for people who take the initiative, people who want to have healthy families, who want to have effective churches, who want to be owners of private property, who want to have ability to solve problems. Because when God gives you a burden and a vision, he's giving you that to go out and solve a problem that the world has.
Right, and not to just keep it among ourselves and with one little church. I witness to you in church, but when I go outside, I can't witness to nobody else or go outside of the church and tell somebody else about the love of Jesus and of God, and we just go back to the church. He don't get it, but he won't.
He that is well does not need a physician. There's an entire dying world out there that is waiting for somebody to go out there and love them to Christ.
That's
not
that's
doom
true.
Them to hell, but love them to Christ. It's a whole dying world.
Right, and that's what we're supposed to do. We're supposed to try to bring them to Christ and tell them about the love of Christ and how if he saved me, he can save you. What he did for me, he can do for you. He can give you wealth. He can give you health. He can give you peace. He can give you happiness. But if we don't go and talk to them, how in the world are they going to find out?
Right. Our job is to restore.
It is
to restore. There are people that are broke. One day we were broken. We haven't had it right our entire life. If someone took the time to restore us, and now that we're restored, we can't just say it's about me, my four, and no more.
Yeah.
And then God is pleased with that. We have to go out.
I think so. Right. And, we discussed that before, that it's not good to just minister to those that you know. It's not good to just minister to those who I already know. What good is that? You know, if they already know, why can't they come forth and minister to somebody else that they don't know?
Exactly.
Plant a seed, and if you plant a seed and then somebody else comes behind it and just water it, and then God gives them the increase, that's the life if you save, that life if you change. My husband's motto is help change your life, and that's what this network is looking to do, right? Help change your life.
You're absolutely right.
Be involved in something like that, because this is a little pet too. We can't do anything with not going fishing and don't catch no fish. You know, the barrel is full, but we not catching anything because we're not giving anything to lock on to or to hold on to. No hope, no wisdom, no love, no comfort, no meeting their need in the time that they need besides just I see you need, so I'm going to tell you how to do this, you know, instead of helping them do what they need to do, you know. That's one of the things that, you know, that really one of my little pet peeves. Why are we going to just tour you? Why can't we just go be a professional enough to help you do it?
You're absolutely right, and that's what it's all about. It's about connection. It's about people. We're not a building. We're people. It's not about a building. It's all about people.
Right.
It's all about people, and so that's the goal, and that's the endeavor.
Yes, that's what we want to do, and that's the purpose of my sister, my friend. We want to get the information out to our sisters and our brothers about what's going on out here in the world that can help them, that can help bring them to Christ, can help bring them happiness, peace, love, and joy, all of the fruits of the Spirit. That's what we're all about, and people are wanting this, and they want to know how to get this, and I'm knowing that the network will help them do this, will help them bring life to themselves and help them overcome some obstacles and some problems and some issues that God said that they could overcome if we're just there with them and help lead them through those issues and problems that they're having. I love it. I love the concept. I love the idea. And I'm so happy that you shared this with us tonight. and that we're going to walk forth in it. I'm on board.
Amen. Amen.
I'm on board, and I hope our listening audience is on board. And if we have anyone out there listening tonight, if you feel free and you want to ask Mr. Randall a question, you're more than free to ask her tonight. I'm not on my studio board tonight, so I don't know if we have any callers that are listening by only by computer. They may be in there, they might be listening in on the board. So if we have any questions tonight, please go ahead and feel free to ask Mr. Randall anything you need. Hello. Okay, maybe we don't have anyone because I can't see the board tonight. I'm not in studio, so I'm unavailable to handle that, but I'm more than happy for you to come on tonight and to share with us your vision for the network. And if you give us one more time, give us the name of the network, and can Pastor Carter be reached?
Yes. The name of the work network is the Ladder House Network. And the quickest way, I would just tell the audience, and I know that you're in New York, so you're not in the studio tonight, just look up the Ladder House 49 on Facebook, and you'll see all the information. You can inbox the leadership team there, the administrative team. They'll get back to you. Again, the key thing, just remember, we're just looking to create an environment of love, unity, faith, victory. And we want everyone to discover the champion within you because we are all champions. So that is the Ladder House 49 on Facebook. Also, our Ladder House at Twitter, you can get the information there as well. And as we have events, we will be posting out there on the social media so that you can see that information. And for LaChandra, for those who are connected to us through by way of Granny's Place or through Glow, then you have my personal information. So if anyone reaches out to you and they want to know information, they can reach me directly as well. I have no problem sharing my information. They can reach me. Yeah. Because, again, I don't want anybody to miss out. I don't want anyone to miss out on this move, this awakening, this reformation. Again, it's life-changing. And as we go up, I want all the people that I love to be going up with us. So, Facebook, on Twitter, or if you're reaching out to Sister Lewis, she'll give you my direct information, and you can reach out to me directly as well.
Wonderful. Well, we thank you so much for the information tonight, and we will be looking forward to you updating us. Maybe how often you would like to do that. We can run the advertisement or the information again on next week for the November 1st, because we have two more weeks, right, in October?
Yeah, two more weeks, and then it'll be November 1st and 2nd, yes.
Yeah, November 1st.
And encourage your members. Encourage those that are connected to you in the ministry. I know that you do a lot of different ministries, but I feel that this session is going to be good for everyone. I think everyone will be able to take away something. I'm definitely positive that everyone will leave with at least one nugget. You're going to have more than that, but at least I will guarantee you at least one nugget.
If you are open-minded or you are there to receive what Mr. Randall has told us tonight about the network, you can overcome. You can receive a nugget that will start to change your life. And the more and more that you get, the more and more you involve, the more and more that you listen, I'm sure God will pour his anointing on you and you'll have the benefit of learning more and how to change your life and how to make these changes within yourself to make you a greater person and to be able to receive all that God has for us, right?
Amen. Don't miss the flow.
Don't miss it. Because it's here for you. It's coming. It is coming for you. And all you got to do is just join in with us and be a part of it and receive your blessing and your anointing. So, Mr. Randall, we thank you tonight for the information and for you sharing with us at this time, and we're going to continue to put it out there on, and you say Facebook, Twitter, and what was
Instagram as well. Yes, Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.
Okay, wonderful, wonderful. We will be looking forward to getting the information and continuing to get it out to our sisters and brothers. Now that I know it's not gender-based, we're going to tell everybody about it, okay?
Well, all right. Ain't you all right?
We will make sure. Well, we thank you for your time, and we thank you, our listening audience, for listening tonight. But one more thing that I want to share with our listening audience tonight, we will be having our second annual women's conference on this coming Saturday, October the 24th at the Fitzgerald Baptist Church at 1415 Wheatland Road. We are going to start at 10 a.m. and it's from 10 to 2 p.m. We shall have Mr. Randall in the house, believing that we're going to have her give us a summary of the overall conference. We will have a roundtable discussion. If you listen tonight and want to ask her any questions about the network, she'll be there to provide any information, and I'm sure she might have some literature or some brochures or advertisements, flyers or something that she would like to pass out. She would be free to do that. We will have some more powerful women of God there on this Saturday. It will be Pastor Henderson. We'll have Minister Coletta Govan, DFW City Women. We will have Sister Minister Sharon Pipkins. We will have Minister Deborah King and Sister Janice Gilmore. These women have been through issues, and that's all about our kingdom building. Our conference is about the issues that our women have been through and how to walk forward after they've come through. So please join us on October 24th from 10 to 2. You'll be free to have a discussion with any of the presenters if you would like. Also, then on the following Saturday, October 31st, at the First Free Will Baptist Church, we're going to have a health fair. If you know of any women that need a free mammogram, bring them, tell them, or just show up with them that Saturday. The health fair starts at 7. It's going to be from 7 to 12. Parkland Hospital will have their mammography van out there, and they're going to be giving free mammograms to those women that need them. We should have a number of vendors out giving you information and health tips. We should have free food and just a wealth of information from our insurance companies is going to be out, telling you how to decide what insurance you need, Medicare vendors telling you about the Medicare supplements that they have, replacements. So come on out and join us for a free health fair on October 31st from 7 to 12. That's when the mammography people will be there, so come on by. Bring your children, bring everybody you know, and we want to get that to the community and let them know that that is what's going to be available. So join us on October 31st for the health fair, and also this Halloween, so we might even have some candy for the kids. So, yeah, come on out and join us. So, Minister Randall, we're going to wrap this up, and if there's no one on the line that would like to ask Minister Randall any questions, we're going to ask her to have her final comment and close us out with a word of prayer.
Again, thank you, my sister and my friend, for the opportunity to be before the people tonight. And again, don't miss the flow. God is moving in this season, and whatever he's doing in this season, I don't want him to do without me, and I don't want him to do without you. So mark your calendars for November 1st and 2nd, 7 o'clock p.m., and pack the house out. You will not regret. You will not regret it. It is time well spent. So that's what I'll be leaving you with. Did you want me to close out with prayer?
Yes, ma'am.
Amen. Father God, we thank you for this opportunity. We thank you for your woman of God. God, we thank you for what you're releasing in this season, God. We thank you for wisdom. We thank you for vision. We thank you for knowledge. We thank you for information. We thank you for our good name. We thank you for relationships, God. We thank you for property. We thank you for, God, the flow of currency. We thank you for giving us the initiative, God. We thank you for making our families healthy, God. We thank you for making us effective leaders, God. We thank you for just giving us problem-solving ability, God, so that when you send us out, God, not only will we approach the situation, but we will solve and resolve the situation, God. We give you praise and we give you honor for Granny's place and the awesome job they're doing in ministry, God. We ask you to bless the leaders. We ask you to bless every man and woman of God who is doing your work, God. We ask that you bless Dr. Carter on tonight, God, the founder of the Ladder House, God. Continue to bless him, God. Continue to meet his need, God. Continue to flow, God, in his life, God, to meet his every need. Continue to bless his family, God. Father, we ask you just, God, whatever you're doing in this season, God, we ask you call your sons and your daughter, God, to rightfully align us, God, so that we do not miss out, God. God, we ask you to pull us out of reserve, God, and call us to active duty, God. We accept our active duty, God, to go forward and do what you've called us to do, and there will be no woman, a man, or child left behind, God. We will complete the work, God. We will not fail. We will not abort the mission, God. I know that the enemy said it's mission impossible, but tonight we claim it as mission possible, and we will complete the work put in our hands. In your son Jesus' name, we pray, and let everyone say amen in agreement. Amen.
Thank you, my sister, my friend. I love you. I hope you have a wonderful tomorrow and the rest of the week. And I should be home tomorrow. So I will be giving you a call. And thank you so much again. Thank you, listeners, for calling in tonight and listening to us. And we will get you more information on next week. So thank you. And mark your calendars for November 1st and 2nd, October 24th, and October 31st. Thank you so much. Have a great evening. We love you. Good night. And I'll talk to you later. All right.